My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Remind you both of that phone number and our X account there at CLE Talking Heads, because we are getting set to do quick predicts here coming up in less than 20 minutes. You know how to play the game. Like, we talk about this every week. I want to just make sure everyone knows we've been doing it for 13 years now. It is a tradition like, I don't know, like every other one, I guess. So it is.
There will be no snootiness here.
No, not at all.
Our wrappers are any color you want them to be. They're not all green.
You tell us the score of the Browns game against Jacksonville on Sunday, and then you get to proceed with Monday morning's headline.
There will be no zip-tied azaleas here.
None?
None.
Can we spray paint the grass?
Maybe a little.
Okay, I just want to make
sure. Or have wires holding up branches.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. Exactly. As long as it looks good on TV.
Darn right. That course is pristine. It blew me away when I was down there.
Yeah, what was the biggest takeaway you got from that?
It was pristine. I mean, it looked like it was the most well-manicured place I have ever been in my life. It blew me away.
Did you feel like you were in like a jewelry store that you couldn't feel comfortable
yes,
in?
Like not a piece of
that,
pine.
No, that you couldn't feel comfortable. Like, I know one you can feel comfortable.
Well, of course you know one that you feel comfortable with.
Yes. But yes. Like one of those ones where like you were a kid and your parents would walk you in there and they'd like hold your hand and they're like, don't touch anything. Is that how you felt when you were there?
It felt a little bit like that. It felt like, you know, don't walk on the grass even though everything is grass. Like, put it this way, every piece of pine straw is put down with care. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson will be questionable against Denver.
Are you surprised?
A little bit.
Is that an upgrade? Do you feel like that's an upgrade?
I think it's an upgrade from where he was last week, where they had, you know, because he was saying earlier, hey, it's Justin Fields. We're preparing as though Justin Fields is beginning to start, is going to start this game. And here we are in a position where Tomlin's talking Russell Wilson. Now, I don't know how much of a difference it's going to be.
Steelers have Broncos this week, right? Is that it? Yeah.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Yeah.
Which, oh boy, Bo Nix. Ooh, Bo Nix. Hopefully he looks better this week, because woof.
I feel like we're saying this about a lot of quarterbacks, that other than one guy that used to play here is down in Tampa, and maybe just because Washington isn't that good. I don't know. I don't want to belittle what he did, because I'll take any quarterback that can throw four touchdown passes.
All right, injury report, which is brought to you by the Friday injury report, brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Jedrick Wills, David Njoku are out. Jack Conklin listed as questionable. Those are the only Browns injury designations. Jedrick Wills out. David Njoku out. Jack Conklin listed as questionable on the Friday injury report. Brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Andy, I don't love not having Jedrick Wills be completely out and Conklin questionable. Conklin questionable is where we were last week.
And then we found out right before the game that he wasn't playing.
That he wasn't playing. Oof.
I just talking to Mary Kay and talking to Daryl, too, that it sounded like you might have been close last week. But they just didn't feel like pulling the trigger at the end. So I don't know if we're in the same boat or if we're close. Maybe we'll find out when Kevin Stefanski speaks here in a couple of seconds.
Yeah, should be shortly. We should get Kevin Stefanski to get an answer because, boy, with that being known, who's going to play left tackle? Because if you're going to pull Jack Conklin out from not playing for a year and then have him play the opposite position of what he typically plays, that's an ask. That is a definite ask.
Well, now, don't you think you're going right back to James Hudson? I don't know why you – I mean – I'm not saying that's the perfect answer, but why wouldn't you go back to Hudson?
You put Hudson at left tackle? Because, yeah. Boy, Micah Parsons had his way with James Hudson in that game.
Well, if Conklin can't play, you're back to Hudson and Jones again.
Well, that's very true.
So I don't know what else you can't do.
If Conklin can, do you put him on the right where he's in his natural position and move Jones, who hasn't played left? I think, was he a right tackle or left tackle at O State? I can't remember. Oh, gosh.
He played both. I thought he played left. Okay.
Correct us if we're wrong. That's the only talking heads. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I apologize if I'm incorrect.
I only watched every game he played there. No, I can't.
But then move Jack Conklin to left tackle where he hasn't played since he was in college at Michigan State? Like, good golly, that's an ask right there. I mean, but boy, James Hudson was ugly in that game. And again, Micah Parsons is really, really good. So that is going to play a part in this. But on that side, you got Josh Hines-Allen, who has been outstanding for the Jags and can get to the quarterback and all that stuff with the best of them. This is going to get interesting once again. And if you want your quarterback to get rhythm and you want your quarterback to get cranking, boy, oh boy, not having two starting tackles in there is an ugly, ugly thing. We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
All right, there you have it, Kevin Stefanski, his press conference. You don't rarely hear a coach ever talk about another team. I know he's joking about Dallas, but you know, I guess he got his tight end in this week. So, or we'll find out. He hasn't really made a decision. I guess that and then the other big news from the press conference today, no Jed Wills, as we kind of maybe a little bit expected. He's been ruled out for Sunday's game, so they don't know who is going to play at left tackle as of right now. You know what's next. It's Quick Predicts. You're going to tell us the score of the game on Sunday, and then you're going to give us Monday morning's headline. That is what is straight ahead right here. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.